You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
He said, Dad... It gave me the
finger.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. What
he
does
says,
this mean?
He says, this means fuck. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, it does, son. And he says, do you know what this means? And with his thumb out, right? He sticks
fuck
his thumb
off
out.
Your mother.
And I'm like, no, what does it mean? He says, fuck off your mother. I'm like, yeah, son. That's exactly what that means. Fuck off your mother.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
5, 4, 3. I saw that on Wayne's World.
The morning show. Oh,
Wayne's World.
The morning show.
5, 4, 3.
That's news.
Yeah. It is news.
Yeah. Is it? That's a news thing? Welcome well, now it's a podcast thing.
Really quickly, I want to say, I got to tell you something. This is, oh, I guess I already told you, but I'll tell everyone else here. I just want to share that super sweet message from one of our babysitters.
Oh, yes.
It was so sweet.
What a beautiful soul she is.
So I had taken Riley and her friend to Sephora last week, and they spent some of their money on some perfume, some lip masks, whatever. And there was a bunch of teenagers who were laughing at them and just being so rude. So I made this TikTok on it, and I was alarmed at how many people, how many teenagers in the comment section who were basically gloating that they were like, oh, those teens were probably me. Like they were as a flex. Like I definitely would bully 10-year-olds. It's just absolutely batshit how many of them are in the comment section. I think the video is at like 4 mil right now. And all of these teenagers are in the comment section laughing, saying like, this is so me. I would bully them. I'm getting sidetracked, but like.
You are. Yeah.
Anyways, so it was just alarming. And so I get this message from one of our babysitters and she's so sweet. She's like, hi, I hope this isn't weird, but I saw your video on like my For You page about the Sephora thing. And if you're okay with it, like I'd love to give Riley some of my makeup and like gentle skincare that I don't use. And I also have so many earrings. If her ears are pierced, I just really want to encourage her to feel confident and beautiful and whatever that looks like. And I'm just like, it was so sad to see that. And I was like, you're one of the good ones. Like I was so, so grateful and so sad. And I just was like, you know, the saddest part is that the teens, because I always think like, I wonder what your mother would say if she saw you writing these things. Unfortunately, I think a lot of them are the way they are because of the parenting. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think the parents would do much if they realized that their kid was a bully. We have said this before. If you want to disappoint us, is in the form of we finding out that you were a bully or an asshole to another kid. Like, I will be so disappointed if Riley or Cooper ends up being a bully, and we will deal with it accordingly. And I think today that's not the norm.
I was always of the impression growing up that if my kids were a bully, that I would literally embarrass them at school. And then we had someone on the podcast early on. Yes. Early on. And we had this, a therapist on, mm-hmm. and she said, that's the worst fucking thing you could ever do. Yeah, to your
she was
kid.
Like, how do you guys have a parenting podcast? You're so fucking stupid.
She said, like, never embarrass your kids. You can do a lot of things, but embarrass them is not something, intentionally embarrassing yeah. them is not something you ever do for
you
your kids.
You are no longer their safe
so
space.
So I've backtracked. I am their safe space, but if they are a bully, I will be having a sidebar conversation with them that is not going to go really well for them. Cause that is
definitely consequences.
Don't be a bully.
Yeah. They will be consequences.
I'd like to, since we're on this subject matter, we had this conversation a few weeks back when we were home about the babysitter departure. Mm. And I'd like to talk about that now.
As in like the weirdness of it?
Not just the weirdness of it. Yes, the weirdness of it. Yeah. I would really like some feedback from our community about this. And I'm interested to hear both the male and female perspective on this. When we get home, mm-hmm. A few weeks back, we got home and I was the designated driver for this event that we were at.
Yeah.
And so
we were at the Sean Desmond concert.
Was it the Sean Desmond concert? Okay.
No, night like this.
Night like this. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. anyways, good times. Mm-hmm. You were the one that was somewhat intoxicated to a point where you weren't driving home.
Correct.
And I was driving home. And so when we got home, we knew that our babysitter, just because of the time of the night, they needed to be driven home.
Right.
And so I had to drive them home. I'm curious to hear what people think about this, because the whole car ride was terribly awkward for me. Mm. And it was terribly awkward for me, not because I'm awkward, and not because the babysitter's awkward, but because there seems to be, and maybe it's just a me thing, that's why I want people's opinion on this. There seems to be this, like, men aren't safe. Mm-hmm. And I know that if Riley was coming home, first of all, I know for a fact I would have just been sitting there, and didn't work out for the parents, and they always pick her up. So I'm not saying that or suggesting that for a second. But I would not really want the husband to drive Riley home.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. And it's kind of sad because I think that's just like a society thing, right? Like when I was younger, I always walked home. Like I never had I was never babysitting far enough where I needed a ride home. But like you're right. Like I think that there's this like natural comfortability to have the wife or the woman drive the babysitter home. I know that I feel more comfortable and I never want to make her feel comfortable. I think it would be interesting to ask the perspective of our listeners who have teenagers. Ask your kids, like, is it weird when the husband of the people you're babysitting drives you home? Do you feel uncomfortable? Because Ryan is the least, I mean, it depends on what face you're wearing that day. If you're wearing your...
Well, you had a good night.
Yeah. Like, because if you're not watching this, it's because Ryan doesn't, he has like a resting dad face where he just looks very angry. So anyways, you are overly nice and it's never awkward. I think that's probably more internally for you that you're overthinking it. But beyond that, it's always awkward when you both come home and they're waiting for their ride and you are shit-faced because something inside you, well, at least for
away.
Me,
I
you you
away.
Leave and then I you leave me away. And I'm like, what can I talk to her about?
Yeah.
So then I try to like be like relatable and shit. And like, sometimes I'll like say a swear word like, and I'm like, I
so
wonder
what
if
you
she thinks
fucking
it's cool.
Saying?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
No. Like, how are the kids? They're so fucking annoying, eh?
actually, I think your kids are quite
no,
sweet.
No, anyways, it's just so uncomfortable.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck. But like, what do you really think though? Like, it's just us. Like, you can tell me. Anyways, it's so awkward. And I think we have talked about this, but just to give a reminder of this story, the one night that we came home, we were plastered across the street. We came home and I couldn't see in front of me. I don't think I've ever been this drunk. I also think it was when I took a gummy. But I was looking for the money to pay her. And I was looking in the most like random places. I like lifted up a lamp And I was like, oh, is it here? Oh, is it under the rug?
We're like little squirrels with our cash.
I'm like, I can't remember where I kept this money, so sorry. She was just standing there, and I'm like, I don't think we can ever use her again.
Yeah. No, but I had a wonderful conversation earlier today on a call, and we were talking about mansplaining. And this is something that I struggle with, the term mansplaining, not because mansplaining doesn't exist. I do realize mansplaining exists, but I often get called out for mansplaining, and it bothers me because that's never my intention. And so I'm trying to connect these two together because I feel like we've come so far as a society in this like divide between sexes, but for me, I learned the person I talk to more often than any person that's a female is you, right?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, no, that's just the way it is. Yeah, fair. And so I've learned my language pattern. My language pattern with women is very similar to the language pattern that I have with you. And we know this because we did some work early on that how I spoke previously and how you receive communication is not always the same. And I've tweaked and changed and modified so that my approach is a lot more softer. Mm. It's less threatening. It's less masculine. I sound like such a fucking monster previously. Brittany, get over here. But I find that when I do speak with women in the work environment, I prefer to take a softer approach. Mm. Now, should I take that softer approach? Probably not, because they're colleagues of mine and I should treat them like all of my colleagues. But I do find that if I don't take that approach, that the feedback is toxic masculinity. And what I don't want is toxic masculinity. So I find myself in this, like, I can't win either way. So I'm going to go to the softer side. And when I speak softly, it sounds condescending and mansplaining. But what it's really doing is protecting them from feeling threatened. Mm. Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice. Shout out to Claritin for sponsoring this episode and providing samples.
Hey, Britt, you remember that summer a while ago I told you that my allergies were really bothering me, suggested we leave the party, but you didn't take me seriously?
In my defense, it was nighttime and I didn't see your face. Fond memory, but why are you bringing this up?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I now have a secret little weapon called Claritin D.
So that's the magic pill that turns you from sneezy to breezy.
Yes, yes. And it's like my allergy superhero in a tiny little pill.
Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers like myself, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one little pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better.
And it's not just any allergy pill, but a fast and powerful one. It starts working in as what, 30 minutes?
No more sneezing, marathons, or feeling like my head's about to be stuck in a balloon.
And everyone around you doesn't have to stand 5 feet away while you're talking.
So I don't sneeze on them?
Quick learner.
But fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away, as you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter.
If you want to say goodbye to nasal congestion, runny noses, itchy eyes, ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter and you don't even need a prescription.
Visit Claritin.com right now for a discount and start living Claritin Clear today.
And remember, only use as directed.
And so I'm in this like balance, and when I go to like the babysitter and I look at this, I'm like, Do I talk to them? Do I not talk to them? How much do I talk to them? Should I even talk to them at all?
Just dead ass silent. Yes.
And dead ass silent is not good because then it, I don't know. I'm so awkward when it comes to the babysitter. I know that I'm safe. I know that I'm not a threat to them, but do they know that?
Right.
And how do I get them? Because unless it's a family friend that they know you in a different environment, they don't know you.
Yeah.
And I find that for a woman in her, you know, a teenage woman who's, you know, babysitting, so she doesn't have a full-time job more often than not. This is her first kind of kick at the can.
She's a child.
Driving a child home late at night as a man, one-on-one, is probably scary and intimidating for them. Mm-hmm. And I don't like being put in that position.
Yeah, I know. So it's hard because then, like, then I'm just like, I always have to be the DD.
Yeah.
Or just like, we can only get a babysitter who gets their ride home.
Or we can Uber, or we can send an Uber for them.
Oh, yeah.
But even the Uber, like, how safe do you feel? How safe does a parent feel with you calling an Uber for their kid?
That's so true. I don't know. I'm very interested to hear what the community says. So please
talk to your, if you have teens,
DM us
and their babysitters, ask them what their level of comfort is with the father driving them home. Or I'm going to guess they're going to prefer the mother driving them home either way. So let's not ask that question. But like I asked, what's the level of comfort with the father driving them home? And then what can we do as men to make that easier?
Yeah. Well, what can we do also on that? Like, what can parents do? Like, when you say you're not getting us to drive you home and we're just waiting, like, would you prefer to just like wait at the door and we can just like not talk to you? Do you like the small talk? Is it weird?
Here's the other thing that I do.
I want to hear like people's stories. Like I want to hear like awkward babysitting stories.
Yeah.
Like if you can ask your teens, if parents have ever come home and like, they've just been like hammed, I would love to hear these because I'm sure there's like, I mean, we have story. We are those people sometimes.
Here's the other thing that I do. And I don't know if it's seen as creepy or protective, but I'm going with it's protective. And I've always done this. You can attest for this. No, it's not smiling like that. You can attest for this. When I dropped you off when we were dating, I never left the driveway until you were in the house secured. Yes. I watched you walk all the way up.
I don't think that's creepy. I think that parents appreciate that.
Because I do that. Because when we drop the babysitter off, I sit there and I wait and I wait and I wait until, I want to know what their interior decorating looks like. I wonder which one is her bedroom.
Yeah, no, like, I get it. I'm doing to make sure she's safe. I do that too.
And I think as a parent, that's what I would want. I'd want to make sure that the person who dropped my kid off knows that they got inside.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move into some of our stories from the cruise because we had a very busy couple weeks. We were in Vegas. We got home at 1 o'clock in the morning, literally slept for 2.5 hours and then got up at before four to go back to Florida to see my parents. And
we went on this cruise.
Yeah. It was wild. Didn't miss our flights or anything. So long. It was lovely.
I think we left at 3:30 actually, because our flight was at 6:30.
We only got two.
I got an hour.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we got lots of stories, but I don't know I think this was on the way back. It was on the way back, but it is a flight story. So like, I'm just going to mention it. Do you remember how awkward and like completely not self-aware and delusional that woman was who's sitting beside you,
like
sat on your bag?
I have travel PTSD. I also forgot on our last podcast, I said, I think there's something else. Yeah, there is something else. The valet, while backing my car up, took my side mirror off of my car.
We had to do park and fly. So we obviously had to store our car and we got a message in the thick of everything of like being stranded in Vegas, being
also
your side mirror, there's been some damage. Yeah.
By damage, we mean you don't have a side mirror.
Yeah.
$2,800 in damages later. That's what it ended up costing. $2,800 to fix that side mirror. Holy jeepers.
Yeah.
And the guy says to me, well, why did it cost so much? I'm like, what do you mean? Why did it cost so much? He's like, $2,800 seems like a lot. I'm like, I agree. But like, let's be honest. I need to have a car for a week because I can't drive legally without a driver's side mirror.
Yeah.
So I have to have a car. It needs to be ordered. It's not like they have side mirrors hanging out.
Yeah.
It needs to be painted to match the color of my car. And oh, by the way, side mirrors do more than just reflect.
Yeah.
they tell you when someone's in the lane and not in the lane. There's some electronics that are required in this thing. So $2,800.
Like they are attached. Like
they open and close, and then they turn down when you're reversing, like, and like, they tell you when there's somebody in the way.
I did not understand what you're saying. They do more than just reflect. I'm like, no, they are fucking mirror. That's all they do.
And objects like, in the mirror are closer than they appear. You idiot.
I honestly did not know where you were going with that. Okay, but yeah, go back to the woman. On the plane.
This woman on this plane, I don't know if I had my face on and she was intimidated
by
me.
No, you didn't. I didn't think so. She was DeLulu.
I think there was something. Duh. I think she was on something.
Because, no, she wasn't. She was just stupid.
No, she wasn't stupid. She was. If you're listening to this podcast, ma'am, I'm sorry. But
I'm sorry. I don't want to keep making excuses for people who have no self-awareness. That's one of my biggest pet peeves when you're in public and people are not self-aware and they just think that they're the only ones around. So they're in your bubble. They're rude.
She was in my seat, actually, in my bubble. God, she comes in and I'm sitting there. I have the aisle seat. Her and her husband have the window and middle seat.
she stands
over top of me. Yeah, she stands over top of me. And she's looking up. And when you, everyone knows this, you walk in, we all know what sequential numbers look like. If I'm at 10 and my seat's at 28, I don't look up for quite some time because I don't need to. So she's looking up and I see her walking towards me. So I know that she's got to be somewhere within the vicinity of me, either in front of me, behind me, or in my row. Mm-hmm. And she stops and just stares at me. Doesn't say a word. I don't have headphones on or earphones on. I'm just staring at her. And I'm like, and I mean, for a long time.
Yeah.
When, you know, 5 seconds is a long time to stare at someone. This is like 13 seconds. And I finally look at her. I'm like, is this your seat? And she's like, yes. I'm like, okay, cool. No problem.
Hold on. You weren't in her seat. You were on the aisle.
In the row. Yes.
And she was right beside
him. So I have
to
get out. Now, keep in mind, there's flow of traffic that's happening. I have to get out and move over so that she and her husband can get in. It's standard practice. No problem. You put your bags up. You get your carry-on or your personal item, and you put it underneath your seat. She sits in my seat. And
hold on, because you went to the seat behind us because we were right directly. So you're waiting so you can get back in the seat.
Yeah, but there's someone sitting there. Yeah, I'm like it's up awkward. Against you and up against them.
Yeah.
She sits in my seat and she takes her stuff out of her bag and organizes her stuff in my seat.
Making a tea.
Organizes all of the stuff, gets her bags up. I'm staring at her and you're like, Ryan, sit down. I'm like, I can't sit down. I'm in everybody's way. They're all staring at me like I'm the one that's doing this. And then finally, I sit down and the woman looks at me and she says, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, it's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay. She's like, oh, I probably took a little too long there, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. So there was a handful of things that kept happening. She kept leaning on me, putting her arm on me on my side, which I hate. I'm like, you got a husband on this side. Lean that way. Don't lean this way.
Maybe
we don't know each other.
She wanted your dick.
Yeah. Anyways, a lot of things happened that were on that plane that I thought to myself, ma'am, like you don't know me.
And you don't even know me.
You're in my space. You're in my bubble. Like, fuck off. Anyways, at the very end of the plane, we get up. I stand up to grab your bags and the kids' bags and my bags. And she stands up to get her bags and then proceeds to sit in my seat for the remaining balance of the time that we were there.
Yeah, hold on. But Ryan's computer bag is still on his seat.
She's sitting on my computer.
And it's not small. It's like a big ass computer bag. She's just sitting
on it. She's just sitting on it.
You're like this. You're like,
what do I do? Fuck. I'm standing. I can't sit back in my seat. She's sitting on my seat. She's sitting on my computer.
And so it's like 10 minutes.
They're not getting off the plane. Nobody's getting off the plane for whatever reason. Oh, yeah, because they had to move it because people were going to fall. There was too big of a gap. So we're literally sitting there and I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. And so finally I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to grab my bag. So I grab my bag and I pull it up. And because I pull it up and she's sitting on it, it lifts her up too. And she looks at me and she says, oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Well, I feel like
she's like, oh, I didn't see your bag here. I'm like, that's because you're fucking sitting on it.
I also feel like we're portraying this woman as this sweet old woman. She was not. She was like, she was not a sweet old woman, because if she was a sweet old woman, we would just be like, oh my God, like she's so cute. She doesn't even know what she's doing. She wasn't. She was literally just so obnoxiously like not aware of her surroundings. And like when you do your impression of her, she's not that nice. She wasn't like, I'm terribly sorry.
I feel like
she was like, oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't like that.
Her husband was the opposite. Her husband was like, I'm going to overcompensate for my wife. So I think as a whole, I'm making them seem way better than they were. But I actually believe, and I don't mean this because everyone at some point in their life maybe gets the opportunity to sit in first class. I'm not saying that first class people are snooty, but there are a lot of snooty people that sit in first class. She belonged in first class. Her behavior was indicative of somebody who only has her seat in first class. It's being served bubbly the entire time. Like how she was behaving, like I was a peasant in her way. And like, you're going to just sit here. I'm like, my whole thing is I don't want to make things harder on other people. And there's a lineup of people with little kids and I can't go anywhere. And they're looking at me like I'm the one doing
it. Her actions were a domino effect that affected so many other people on the plane.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
our
trip.
Well, it's part of our trip.
Oh, yes.
So we go on the cruise and if you've gone on a cruise before, you can check your large luggage and then they bring it on the boat for you and you get it a couple hours after. So it's always good to pack a carry-on bag that has your bathing suit and potentially like another outfit. So we did that, and then usually you get your bag within like 1 to 2 hours. It was like six.
You typically get your bag when they say your room is ready. That's what your room ready means.
We didn't get our bag till 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was wild. But we were like, oh my God, we don't have any luggage.
We're about to go out for dinner with swimming trunks on.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't have been able to.
And they wouldn't let you in with swimming trunks on.
You can't have.
I'm like, well, I don't have my luggage. I called and I'm like, we're going to have to come out to dinner with our swim trunks on. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you can't do that. I'm like, well, my only other option is my clothes that are in my bag and I don't know where those are. So can you find those for me?
I
assume those, honest to God, I thought for sure, considering what had happened previously, I thought there's no way. They're sitting in Miami still, guarantee.
I opened up.
They're in Chicago. Yeah. your luggage has been sent to Chicago. We're going to Saint Martin.
Saint Martin. I have a few stories that we can speak about, but the one I actually forgot about and I was like, what is this? And we were at dinner one night. I mean, it was maybe, or I don't even know. It was either at dinner or in our room. And you know how sometimes like the kids, like if we swear, they get the opportunity to say a bad word or whatever. So like, well, you said that. And then, so I literally have this written down that Coop said, fuck off your mother. Yeah. Remember when he said that?
Fuck off your mother.
Fuck off your mother. Like when we were like, because I think we said motherfucker.
No, what he said was, he said, dad. It gave me the finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What does this mean?
He says, this means fuck. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, it does, son. And he says, do you know what this means? And with his thumb out, right? He sticks his thumb out.
Fuck off your mother.
And I'm like, no, what does it mean? He says, fuck off your mother. I'm like, yeah, son. That's exactly what that means. Fuck off your mother.
Seriously, when kids, like young kids swear, it's so funny. And it's hard not to like react, right? Like you're trying to like, that was a different scenario because you couldn't do it.
So the funny thing about that is I was driving the kids to Wonderland last summer and you were not with us. You know, dad of the year, taking the kids to Wonderland by himself. That's daunting.
What was I was doing something.
Yeah, you were doing, I don't want to go to Wonderland today.
I was probably working. Fuck off your mother.
Fuck off your mother.
Definitely worked.
Anyways, Riley and Cooper made this deal with me because I have been known during car rides to be like, oh, for fuck's sakes, get out of the way.
Worst.
And so they said, dad, you shouldn't swear. And I'm like, I know I shouldn't swear and I'll stop. And they're like, every time you swear, we get to swear. I'm like, that's fair. Hmm. I'm like, but you only get to swear in like my presence. Right. You can't be swearing at school because I don't want all these other kids to get these swear words. And so the other day, Cooper, literally yesterday, Cooper and I were driving to Parkour and he says to me, dad, how many swear words do I have left?
Like in the bank?
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean, son? He's like, well, how many swear words do I have left? Because every time you swear, I get to swear. I just want to know how many I have left. Right. And I said, well, son, recently Cooper has been given the finger a lot. Lately.
Yeah, he has.
Like, he thinks it's so hilarious. Cool. He's like, dad, here's my five fingers. Tell me what fingers
Which ones do you want me to put down?
And I'm like, I'll tell him. He's like, but you can't tell me to put the middle finger down. So eventually, four fingers later, he's left with the middle finger. Fuck your mother. And so he's been doing this a lot lately. And so I said to him, I'm like, well, Cooper, when you put your finger up, what does that mean? He's like, it means fuck. I'm like, yes, it does. I'm like, and every time you put the middle finger up, you're saying fuck.
Yeah, so
he said,
done.
Yeah, I'm like, so you're done. You got nothing left. He's like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, what about the word shit? Can I say shit? I'm like, do you want to swear? He's like, yeah, so bad. I'm like, okay, just give her. He's like, shit, shit, shit. I'm like, fuck, it's so good to be his dad.
Oh, my God. That's so
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Cool. That's it's so cool. Shit.
Okay, so I also wrote, we'll do a annoying story and then a funny story. So on the cruise, they have this place called Club Ocean, which is a kids club. So you can drop your kids off. They do activities and stuff. And our kids, for the most part, are not interested
in
this.
They hate it.
They absolutely hate it. And we've never really, we don't go on the cruise to put our kids in kids club because we've also had the opportunity. We've gone with family members. So if we want like a dinner or a night out, we have somebody to watch the kids. So we don't really need to put them in kids club. But it's also a really great way for the kids to make friends on the cruise. And then you see them like at the water park or whatever, but our kids are just like hella not into it. And so we were like, you know what? We'll try this once because they had like an activity or something like a volcano or whatever that Cooper was like potentially interested in. And so because Cooper is going to be 6 in May, Riley's 9, we're like, oh, we'll see if we can bump Cooper up from the 2 to 5 group to the 6 to 8. Okay. I'm like, he's going to be 6 in the next month or whatever. So we go up and this woman is just very angry. She hates everyone.
Which is so weird because
you're in the kids club.
You're the kids club. You're the one that shouldn't be.
Yeah. And so anytime this happens, like we're arriving with kindness because I can see that this woman's had a day. So we're like not going to make it any harder. But we go up and I'm like, hey, I just had a question. Like, is it okay if we move our son to the 6 to 8? I had previously talked to somebody else a few days prior to this with my mom and asked if it would be okay to move them to the next level. And this other woman was like, yeah, no problem. So I'm like, just to reiterate, we're about to drop them off. I'd like him to be in the 6 to 8 group because he typically likes to play with older kids and he's going to be 6 next month. She looks at me. You're there too.
Looks at his file.
She's like, when's his birthday? I'm like, oh, he's going to be 6 in a month. So everything's on file because you have to put his birthday in. She's like, he is 5 and 10 months. And I was like,
yes, he is.
Yes. And she's like, you said he was going to be 6 next month. I said, he's going to be 6 in May.
I'm not good at math.
She's like, so he's not 6 in a month. I'm like, I don't understand what the issue is. I'm like, if you think that it's not going to work in this club, no problem. Or this age group, you can just put him in the 2 to 5. This was just pre-requested and it was fine. And she was like, and Cooper's right beside us. And she's like, is he going to listen? She was so rude. I'm like.
And then she pre-screened Cooper by asking him the same questions.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Are you going to listen? Yes, I'm going to listen. If you don't listen, we're going to move you into the other group.
We're going to demote you.
Cooper's like,
okay. It was so rude. Fuck. And she was like, so we were like, okay. And she's like, okay, so I just need him to understand that he needs to listen when he's in there. I'm like, he's a good kid. Like, he'll listen. And I said, you have every right, permission by us. If he's not listening or if it's not working, you can put him in the other age group. Like, that's fine. And I was super nice. And then when she started getting on it with Cooper, I was like, I'm done with this. I was like, if this is a bigger issue than it needs to be, don't worry about it. I was like, put him in the 2 to 5 because he's fine. And she was like, no. It's fine. Let's go. It just rubbed me the wrong fucking way. And then 8 minutes later, we get a call in the room being like, your kids want to come out.
And I got the kids and Riley looks at me. She's never put me in there again.
She was so
mad. I'm like, okay. And you know what? Like to your point, I really wish they would have stayed because this may make a lot of sense to people. And maybe I just didn't think about it. But when you go on a 7-day cruise, you are on that cruise with everybody for the entire time because it leaves a port and doesn't come back for 7 days. Unlike an all-inclusive, you could show up and someone's on the tail end of their vacation and you're just getting there. So you can meet a friend and they're gone the next day.
Always happens to us.
Always happens.
We meet the best people
on their day that they're leaving.
Yeah.
But with our kids, it's like if you get there early and they can establish relationships and friendships, they have people to play with at the pool, they have people to play at the water slides, they have people to play with the mini golf and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like if they don't establish those relationships, your kids only have you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool, but it's really hard to entertain kids
each other
for seven straight days on a cruise ship. There's a lot of things to do on the cruise ship.
Kids all around you.
But like and every kid, when you can tell, you can just see the groups of kids that went to these camps and the kids that didn't go to these camps. They establish these relationships, these friendships, and our kids are like, "Do you want to be my friend?" And they're like, "No."
Yeah, I don't even know you.
It's Thursday and we're done on Sunday, so no.
Anyways,
so I wish our kids would do that, but I also love the fact that our kids want to hang out with us. And honestly, and that's what I said. I want to hang out with my kids on my cruise ship.
Yeah, it was more just like, let's see if we can make them some friends and if we wanted to have like a night with my parents or something together.
That would have been lovely.
Speaking of nights out, so Ryan turned 40 while we were on the cruise ship.
Yeah, I did.
The big 4-0. And if you recall, last year we were away and Ryan got fucking hammered on the catamaran and fell into the bushes.
Yes, I did.
That was his fifth birthday and then tried to come back.
That was my fifth birthday.
Sorry,
that was my fifth birthday. Yeah.
That was his. I don't know why.
Are you? Five.
No,
I'm
meant
5 years
March.
Old. You mean 35? No.
I don't know why I said that.
My birthday is the 5th of March.
That's probably why. Yes. Yeah. And then you came back and you were like, I have to go to dinner or your dad's never going to let this go.
Yeah, he still has it. And I went.
And he talked about it. He talked about it this year, because last year Ryan showed up at dinner and he was just like fucking melting. Like everything was happening around him and Ryan was just like staring at his food, like picking away, but not eating. And I remember looking at you being like, babe, I love you. And I support that you at least show face here, but you need to go. And you were like, yep.
Can you tell me how to get back to our room, fucking please? Cause I don't know where I am right now. I did not do that this year.
No. So this year I got,
on my birthday. Yep, you did.
Excuse me.
You what?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. We both got trashed. I was hungover the next
day. I felt great.
I was hungover. We both got hammered on your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
So we went to the piano bar.
Your dad thought I was doing gummies.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, how would I get gummies onto a cruise ship? I'm like, no, I'm just me.
We went to the piano bar, which was unbelievable. Keith was so good. He was so funny. A lot of audience interaction, like really, really good. We just ended up getting like hammered. I could not tell you the last time I was that drunk. But it was so fun. And so part of one of my things that I wrote down, because everyone's singing with the piano bar, like people are making requests, right? And everyone's singing. And so the one song was...
We're sitting stage front.
Yeah.
Like Pervert's Row.
It really was. And so everyone's singing and it's Bon Jovi sings Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all singing. And there was a part where, remember it went fucking silent and you were like, "Want it, yeah. Dead or Alive." And like you realized no one else was singing and I was crying.
No, because they screwed up. Because he says, because I'm wanted. And then I came in and says, "Want it."
Yeah.
And nobody hit that note. And so we got like, I don't know, how many people were in that place? 100? Like, and I was just dead silent.
Oh my God. I was crying. I was laughing, like my silent laugh, because I was laughing so hard. But that was such a fun night. Like so fun.
So my sister Michelle, one of her favorite songs is Go Ask Alice. Go ask Alice.
I don't even know that song.
When she's 10 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
He played that song and I recorded it. And I didn't think I was actually intoxicated. I'm not going to, I usually know when I'm.
I'll send you videos.
When I go.
I have videos.
When I go to the washroom and I look at myself in the mirror and I'm intoxicated, I'm like, oh, yep.
Like when you were in Vegas and you tried to catapult yourself into the mirror.
Yeah. Like I knew I was there. Well, this time I never felt that way. And so I sent my sister a video of Keith singing Go Ask Alice or whatever. I don't even know what that song's called, but, and I'm in the background singing and oh my God, I was fucked.
I said that to you the next day too. I was watching all of our videos and I'm like, oh my God, is this what I sounded like? Like there's something about singing, hearing yourself sing, like as the camera person in the back, you sound awful.
Terrible.
Like even if you can sing, you sound awful.
You just sound like you're yelling.
Yeah, it does. It 100% does. It was so bad. Anyways.
And I know I can't sing. Like Jake, someone once told me I was
tone
deaf. I
thought you were like Jake has a shitty voice too. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
You know that Jake doesn't whistle in public?
Why?
Because he's tone deaf.
Can you do one? Give us a little.
No, I can't. But my dad told me I was tone deaf when I was like 11 years old.
With a whistle?
Yeah.
How can you be tone deaf with whistling?
Like,
I think it's just a whistle. Give us a little.
No,
give us a little.
He doesn't like doing it.
Well, it's not in public.
Anyways,
Oh, that's great.
Oh, totally in tune.
That's
totally
so good. In tune. It was a little flat on the E minor, but that's good.
So I can't sing. I know I can't sing. And you've told me that I'm tone deaf. And Riley told me very softly that she thinks I'm tone deaf as well. But when you reach this like certain level of intoxication,
you don't care.
You actually think you sound good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I know that I normally don't sound good. So all of a sudden I'm like, oh man, like it's just vibing today. My voice is just hitting the right notes at the right time.
Vibing.
And I know that I went way further into that abyss than I needed to go into when I was singing. And now I regret it because I heard what it sounded like, and it was
let
not
me hear
good.
It. Go find it, and I'll set up our next conversation. No,
I don't even know where my cell phone is, so don't even worry about it.
We'll send it to Jake so you guys can
use it. Go us! It's so bad. It's so bad.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, so my last story is your story.
What? I don't remember anything being this funny on our cruise ship.
She's wheezing.
Yeah. I don't remember anything like this. I'm trying to think, what did I do?
Up to the Italian place, and those people were so
Yeah, that's not
it's actually
funny.
Not that funny. It's just like, it's just so like, poor you.
I felt like Josh Hammer.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing, because it's like, I felt like Josh Hammer. How would people, why? I wasn't even there, and I'm laughing so hard. Tell me.
So we went to this Italian restaurant, which is like, normally when you're on the cruise ship, you get your normal restaurant that you go to, that's covered in your cost, but then you get like these, very similar to like an a la carte, you get these like two nights where you get to go to a restaurant that actually costs money, but you don't have to pay for it. So we went to this Italian place for my birthday, and you had to get something, and I had to come into the, oh, you dropped the kids off. So I got in so that we didn't miss our reservation.
Just the kids.
And the way that they had this set up on the back wall was all of the tables for two. And they were lined up, boom, 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 boom. But they were lined up in a way, and now it makes sense to me. There was one path where it was wide, and then there was another path where it wasn't wide, so that I could get in this way and the person beside me could get in this way. And then
did you say it's bench seating all at the back?
All bench seating at the back, and then a chair on the one side.
Chairs.
So single chairs for two people. And so I sit down, and where they place me, there's a couple to the right and there's a couple to the left. And I'm terribly close to the couple to the right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking, I'm thinking, why is it set up like this?
Like 4 inches. Like,
yeah,
it
like
was
I'm right
so
beside them.
Close.
Like, I'm literally right beside them. I could touch them.
Are you part of their party?
Yeah. And so I'm looking at the couple, and I'm looking at the other couple, and I'm thinking to myself, this doesn't make any sense. So I look to the couple to the right that I'm terribly close to, and I move my table to the left.
To
I'm
give
like,
them some space.
And I said, well, I don't know why they set this up this way, but I feel like you guys probably want some privacy. Let me move my table a little bit. And the girl looks at me, and she makes some remark about first impressions, right? She's
you
like,
can only give-
yeah, you only get one good first impression. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm like, yep. I'm like, well, hopefully I got a good one, right? And she's like, nope. And I'm like,
no, she didn't smile. She was like, no.
She's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I'm again thinking that we're all a couple, we're all couples, and we're all like just laughing and joking. We're on fucking vacation.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, I don't really know how to take this information, right? And so I make another joke, and she doesn't make another joke, and her husband says nothing. And I look to the other couple, and they're looking at me like, what the fuck is happening? And I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I proceed to go on for the day, and then Brittany comes, and she doesn't know any of this stuff. And I still don't know if they're joking or not joking. And then I drop my fork on the left side, and I go to pick it up, and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And the couple looks at me, looks at the couple, and says, well, thank God it didn't land on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, thank God it didn't, right? So I'm like, okay, you guys are cool. And thinking, okay, this is a good opportunity for them to like jump in and laugh.
Yeah. They're just like.
Didn't jump in and laugh at all. And Brittany has no clue what's happening. And no. So she says, what are you guys talking about? And the woman says, oh, the woman beside you. Now, she's beside me still.
Literally, it's like there's maybe 2 feet. And she's trying to have this private conversation with Ryan, and she's right there.
Yeah, and she's like, that girl, what'd she say? She like, she destroyed him or something like
that. Oh, yeah,
like,
I don't even know.
Anyways, they were just like whatever. And the husband's like, yeah, we didn't know if it was a joke or not, but it's clearly not a joke. They're still sitting here. Right. I'm like,
they clearly do not like you.
I'm just going to eat my chicken, freaking whatever it was. Oh my God. Oh,
we didn't get our appetizers. Oh, yeah. We ordered all these appetizers. The guy's like, hey, what can I get you? And we're like, oh, you know, like I'm going to get these. It's super good. They don't come. And the poor thing, I think it was his first day.
First week for sure.
He did not.
Couldn't have been his first day.
He was like, how was everything?
Like day five. He was like, how was everything? I was like, great. The appetizers were phenomenal.
He was like, amazing, amazing.
Awesome. Have a great day. Good. I'm like, I didn't get any of them.
Oh yeah. And we never got our wine.
Got the wine. Oh. Never got the appetizers. The dinner was phenomenal. It's a
happy
good thing.
Happy fifth birthday to me.
Yeah, happy fifth birthday. 40th. Anyways. I'm 40 now. You know, people ask me. People
said to me,
how are you doing with 40? And I said the same thing as 30. I'm not worried about 40. I'm worried about 41.
Because then you're in your
40s. Now I'm in my 40s. Yeah. Now I'm just 40.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're taking on a lot of new projects.
Yeah.
And being 40 makes sense to me right now. I feel like in my life right now,
yeah,
for me to lean into who it is that I want to be, 40 just it just feels right.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I do often forget that I am 40. I still feel like I'm going to be 40, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, especially when you try to make like a dad joke.
No, that lands.
That tracks.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks. Okay, right. Brittany, well, we're almost at the end of this podcast, so I want to make sure that we've saved a lot of room for you to complete this with me saying nothing. No, we're
done. I was going to end it on and like happy fifth birthday, but then you're like, get up. I'm 40.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. It was like a great closer. I was like, oh, you know what? Well, that was super good times. Like, happy fifth birthday. And then it was like, boom, like our song. And then you're like, you know what? I'm 40. It's crazy. Anyways, it's fine. Everything's great. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Thank you.
Bye. I, yeah, 'cause it's hard for me, so I,